أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى continues to speak about His existence, His power and His might, and that all sovereignty belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah gives yet again another example of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's power and sovereignty, and at the same time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wisdom. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. Certainly, we had adorned, we had decorated the Sama'ud Dunya. Sama'ud Dunya is the lowest sky, the sky that is viewed from this earth, the sky that we see. We've discussed the sky being a bodily creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this sky, we had adorned it and we beautified it bimasabih, with lamps or lanterns. Reference is made to the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created the whole creation. In the verses before, Allah created seven heavens, seven skies, and now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the adornment, and that is of the stars. Now it doesn't mean at all that the stars are studded into the sky, but as we view it from this earth and we look up, we will see the stars as though they are studded into the sky. The Quran does not mean that the stars itself are in the sky, but it is below the sky into space. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here shows us this very, very great wisdom of Allah. That here in this ayat, Inna zayyanna as-samaa'a ad-dunya bi zinatin al-kawakib. In Surah Was-Saffat, other ayats, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about one particular reason of the stars, and that is adornment. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that when you go through the entire Quran and you go through the entire hadith, you will find that there are three reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the stars. Here is one reason. The second reason Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ, and we made it a rujum. We made it a means of pelting, stoning, a missile. Lishayateen, for the shayateen, for the devils. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the fact, the second reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the stars is that it becomes a missile, it becomes a means of flogging and stoning the shayateen. Inna kunna naq'udu minha maqa'ida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the time before the advent of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the jinnat, they used to go up towards the sky, and from there they used to steal the information that would come down from above. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been explained that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would give a command, be that command in the form of wahi or any other form, then the angels that are on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those angels will begin to make the tasbih of Allah. Then the angels below will hear that tasbih, and they will also make the tasbih and glorify Allah and those that are below, and that will continue right till the angels that are on the sama'ud dunya. They will also make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the query would come, what is the command of Allah? What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? And then those angels and the arsh of Allah, they will then relate this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those below. Those below will continue to relay it right till those on the sama'ud dunya. And now when that would happen, these jinnat would steal an ear. They would try to listen to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they would then relate that to the soothsayers, to the fortune tellers. And obviously, there is not clarity in what they had heard. They would have heard murmurs, they would have heard the soft sounds. Sometimes they would have heard a little accurately, but mostly it would not be accurate. And this inaccurate information will be given to the soothsayers and to the fortune tellers, and then they would then relate this to their clients, whoever comes to them. And in this way, the system continued till the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Quran was going to be revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow these jinnat to come up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, rujuman lishayateen, these stars were used, or a portion of it, or some substance within it. According to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, the stars remain where they are. There is a substance, a fire-like substance that would be emitted from it, that will then come down as a missile, flog those jinnat that are sitting there to hear the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was actually no issue about listening to the command of Allah. The issue was the misuse of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they were relating to the soothsayers correctly, accurately, and inaccurate fabrications, etc. And that is where the issue was. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this as a rujum. Allah used the stars as a missile to remove all these jinnat, because the Quran was going to be revealed. La ya'tihi al-batilu min bayni yadayhi wala min khalfi. Such is the Quran, such is the kitab of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now wanted to send this Quran to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It doesn't make any allowances for any form of fabrications whatsoever. Hence, no jinn will be able to steal an ear, listen to the commandments of Allah, listen to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then begin to contaminate that, and then inform people about the hukam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And such, here Allah Rabbul Izzat actually is reminding us that, insan, I have created the heavens, I have created the skies, I have created all of that with perfection. Now when it comes to the Quran, then there will be accuracy, there will be purity, pristine purity, that will come down in the form of wahi to my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will clear all paths, all ways, that no one will be able to steal any of the verses and then fabricate it and create corruption and confusion on the surface of the earth. And hence this Quran then, in its pristine purity, came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed it. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this Quran to the Sahaba, and from the Sahaba this Quran continued, and up to today the great fadl, grace of Allah, the might and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this Quran remains in the actual words of Allah, its words also, its meaning also, and every aspect of the Quran in its pristine purity. Today Allah has given us the opportunity of reciting this Quran. Now here is the link actually, that Allah spoke about the creation, Allah spoke about Himself, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links us to Allah, and that link comes down via wahi and via revelation. So that was the two specific functions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the stars. The third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nujum, that it is a means of guidance for man in this earth, whether man is on the earth itself, the land, or whether he is in sea. Men would use this, if they have the knowledge of it, to use the stars as guidance to reach their destinations. And hence, this Quran becomes a spiritual guidance for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nay, the whole of mankind, that draws from this Quran to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our final destination. وَأَعْتَدَنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we prepared for them, for these shayateen, عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ, the punishment of the blazing fire. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say the fire itself like the word nar. Allah does not use the word jahannam. Allah uses the word as-sa'ir to show that it is blazing, that nobody can have an objection that the jinnat are made out of fire. So how is fire going to punish them? You and I know that we are made of clay, and if somebody throws a piece of clay to us in a fashion, in a manner, then it is going to hurt. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that that fire will be blazing and it will absolutely destroy and destruct them. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this wahi had come down 100% pure, no contamination, no infiltration, no fabrication whatsoever. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.